Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And folks, the numbers again, one more time, is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Call now so you don't miss any of the clip. We're going to be going to a clip, and that is a clip of Naomi Wolf, and go ahead and take it away.
Let's talk to Peter and Naomi about what is happening in reality. That's the scientific part. That's Susharit Bhakti's scientific part. But now let's see what they think of this. All right. Let's first talk to Dr. Naomi Wolf. We've had her as a guest on the Corona Investigative Committee quite a few times, and we have introduced her quite a few times. But still, Naomi, can you briefly introduce yourself? I know you're a journalist, you're a writer, you're a women's lib advocate, but you're probably many more things, right?
Thank you so much. Sure. Happy to. It's an honor to be here again, Dr. Fulmich, and to be with Dr. Breggin. I'm CEO now of dailycloud.io, which is a news site that specializes in democracy. And I'm also author of a book about the last 2.5 years, which makes the case that there is a war against humanity, which is increasingly commonly accepted, unfortunately. And it's called The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. And I'm not a medical doctor, of course. My DPhil is in poetry, but I did write a piece, which is probably why I'm here, on my Substack, in which I looked at the aspect of the mRNA injections that personally give me nightmares, and which were the reason I personally didn't get injected long ago, and that is the lipid nanoparticles. And I can speak more about it, but I did see a potential mechanism that connected the lipid nanoparticles, which crossed the blood-brain barrier, to the personality changes that that you described and that I do see and that I could elaborate on more if you like.
Yes, please do that, because the article I read, I think it's a couple of weeks old or so, and it described how you, I think you were at a party and you noticed something is off, something isn't quite right. You couldn't really put your finger on it. Then afterwards, or maybe when you were still there, you kind of realized that it was, these are my words, that this was a lifeless situation. They were just going through the motions. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would take it a little further. I mean, you summarized it exactly correctly. I will just preamble this by saying I grew up in San Francisco. So I do believe in and was curious about aspects of human existence that may call on other disciplines than the kind of post-Enlightenment Western notion of how bodies work. But I'll get to that in a minute. I was in New York and on a rooftop bar, and I had this sense that I was in a hologram, that I was seeing the crowd but not feeling the crowd. And I checked that experience walking along the streets. And, you know, I've lived in New York for decades, and Manhattan is famous for the sense of a kind of a pulsating electricity of all these millions of people closely crowded together. And I couldn't feel that. There was a sense of like a danse macabre, you know, and certainly when body workers have spoken about this, you know, when I hug people I love who've been vaccinated, especially if they were recently vaccinated, there's like a missing heart connection. I mean, these are very subjective terms, you know, change in the energy field. You can barely feel them in the way that you used to. So then I began to think about, you know, electricity, because we are electromagnetic beings. That's why things like EKGs and MRIs work. And this gets edited, so I'll say at least EKGs. And you know, electricity fuels the neural synapses, electricity, you know, causes the heart to beat. I mean, you know, so many neural impulses are electricity. So I was thinking about lipid nanoparticles because they're, you know, I've been, in a way, it's a blessing not to be a scientist and not to be a medical doctor, because you can kind of ask questions that may seem outside the purview of how people are trained to think if they have a formal scientific education. But I, you know, as an investigative journalist, I looked at the websites of the manufacturers of lipid nanoparticles. And as I say, you know, that's why I did not get the vaccine long ago, because Moderna's website boasted that this material enters or affects every cell in the body. And the first thing I thought of was the brain. And the other thing I thought of was the heart. And that I also, as a woman and a writer about women's health issues, I thought about the uterus and ovaries, you know, and these delicate, delicate mechanisms that allow people to be fertile, women to be fertile, and hormones, you know. So the lipid nanoparticles are designed, and well, first of all, they're industrial fats covered in polyethylene glycol, which is a petroleum byproduct and a toxin. And they're designed to cross every membrane in the human body. And if you're not scared by that, you know, that one sentence, you know, everyone should be, because that means they're designed, people have known this for a decade, to cross the blood-brain barrier. They're designed to, you know, enter that space. And, you know, again, as a women's health advocate and writer, you know, other important membranes, you know, the placenta is a very important boundary or barrier in the body, and the lipid nanoparticles cross the placenta, of course, enter the fetal environment. So we also have a very gifted scholar, analyst, physician, Dr. Robert Chandler, on our team of 3,500 medical and scientific experts who are going through the Pfizer documents, the War Room Daily Clout Research Volunteers team. And they've issued 40 reports. You can see them on dailyclout.io. And that's the source of my warnings to the world about reproductive harms and other horrific harms. But specifically, they reveal this kind of, and I, by the way, I'm Jewish. So, and my grandmother, you know, lost 9 siblings in the Holocaust. So I kind of feel like no one will berate me or sue me for saying these are very Mengele type experiments in the Pfizer documents. They are like minutely focused on human reproduction or mammalian reproduction. They're minutely focused on damage to you know, high miscarriage rates, high abortion rates. And so then back to the personality changes, looking at how the lipid nanoparticles enter everywhere and thinking about nerves, you know, I asked our researchers to look at the effect of the lipid nanoparticles on neural responses, neurological responses. And I got a very detailed report from another distinguished professor of pathology, Dr. Chris Flowers. And he said, indeed, these lipid nanoparticles degrade the myelin sheath, as they would, because they go through everything. They basically weaken everything. And the myelin sheath is how neural impulses are transmitted. And when you have a degradation of the myelin sheath, you have the kinds of neurological conditions you see at scale in the Pfizer documents that I was very surprised to see there at first, like MS and Parkinson's and dementia and, you know, all the things that happen when human neurological systems are degraded. So now closing out back to the kind of change in personality, this really made a lot of mysteries make sense. You know, I talked about the missing energy field, which you can, you know, you don't have to believe in. You know, it's not something that Western science has confirmed, though many body workers are talking about how they can't feel their patients anymore if they're vaccinated. You know, they can't feel the energy field of their patients. The notion of a human energy field that affects health is absolutely standard, of course, in, you know, Ayurvedic medicine and Tibetan medicine and Chinese medicine. But leaving that aside, what these lipid nanoparticles entering the brain and degrading the nervous system really do go to is something that you can measure, but that I was seeing all around me, which was people, colleagues of mine, after they got injected, would be much more dualistic in their thinking, much more rigid, And if you know the structure of the brain, that could make sense. You know, it could be that, you know, the prefrontal cortex is affected, or it could be that there's a kind of almost a rigidifying or a slowing. And I'm not a physician, so I'm kind of groping here, but if people's thinking is more rigid and there's damage to the neural structures, you know, that seems like something worth asking more questions about. But I also knew that people were much angrier, and many people online have been confirming this and describing their own experiences of it. Less ability to modulate emotions, kind of more primal, reaction to provocation. And people have also been saying, and I've witnessed this, that the changes are affective, that people that have always been affectionate, warm, loving, have become cold, distant. Many people talk about adult children or bigger children, you know, cutting things off, like saying things like, well, we're not aligned politically, so I'm not going to visit you anymore, you know. And just what we've seen from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, the kind of bizarre willingness, which I could only interpret in the light of, like, you know, mass hypnosis, which other people like Dr. Desmet, Matthias Desmet have talked about, or political inflammation, you know, as you see in a kind of group psychosis, you know, as in, forgive me, but Germany in the 30s, but, you know, in other places where there have been kind of in-groups and out-groups, you know, Jim Crow laws, but this could kind of also help explain the kind of willingness of vaccinated to cut off the unvaccinated, to, you know, deny them groceries, deny them medical care. People are seeing at an atomized level or an individual level, this kind of closing down of compassion. And I don't have the answers. And I thought that Dr. Bhakti's discussion, you know, was very profound and important. And I'm very interested to hear what Dr. Bregan is going to say. And I know there are many, you know, I'm focused on the lipid nanoparticles in the brain and the heart, but, you know, other people are more focused on the spike protein, which they're finding, as you say. But I think these are questions that absolutely have to be asked, because, and this is the last thing I'll say, you know, my argument throughout is that this has been a war on the human and what makes us human. And if an injection can close down people's compassion or their higher powers of nuanced critical thinking, it could close down, you know, it could close down their connection to a sense of, you know, spirituality. It could close down their sense of responsibility to the next generation. We don't know. Like, this is a massive experiment on the human brain and the human heart. And I guess I'll end with that.
Yeah, thank you, Naomi.
All right, you know, here, Joe, we've had time after time, we've had more people call us and tell us that we're, you have the adult sons and daughters have not allowed the grandparents, people our age who were smart enough not to take the poke, understanding that what this thing is, and not trusting this corrupt government, because we obviously were not indoctrinated by the cultural Marxist system and the public fool system and others, and so we know different. And but I've heard more cases and from more grandparents that their adult children are cutting them off from seeing their grandchildren because they won't take the kill shot. It's an amazing thing. Now, we're seeing personality changes, and I mean major personality changes in people, which is causing divorces. I have one dear friend who told me his wife turned like Jekyll and Hyde, just he couldn't understand it. He said, I don't believe it. She's not the same person. I don't know who she is, what she is anymore, okay? So these things are happening out there real time. And let me tell you, those people at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they know it. They know all about it, just like we do. But they will not tell you. And folks, let me tell you, if we're not here to tell you, how are you ever going to know what's going on out there? So we have to hear from you. Let me see. Where do we leave off here? Scroll me down and let me know where I left off. Was it? Okay. Let me see. Let me go to Carolyn in Illinois pledged 125. Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 100. Susan in Illinois pledges 100. Carmen in Connecticut pledges 100. Jane in Georgia pledges 500. And Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
One and all.
Right? We definitely need to hear from you. Absolutely. All righty. Right now, we are 2,900 short, 2,900. We have approximately 35 minutes. And so it's about $100 a minute we need right now, about $100 a minute we need. So, folks, 888-281-1110. Again, that's the question. If programs like us, if we're not here, how are you going to know? You will not get it on the fake news media. 888-677-9673. Joe, do you know how, you know, I said just yesterday, look, if we allow them to criminalize President Trump, if we allow them not to let him run again, then if they've taken him down, they've taken us down.
Exactly. Well, night after night, we've been talking about how the FBI was infiltrating Twitter, how the military was infiltrating Twitter, how this government turns around. I remember back we were telling the IRS Lois Lerner they were denying 501c3 or C4 authorization to any conservative political group. We've just, for years, almost like a blow-by-blow of how the left is controlling, how the left is deceiving, how the left is lying, how the left is cheating, how they use their dark money campaigns, how George Soros has been buying elections for years, how he's been propping the campaigns of the crooked district attorneys all across the country. I mean, we have been documenting this conflict, this cultural Marxism, this communist takeover of America for years. It's been a gradual step-by-step thing that's been going on longer than I've been on the radio. And we have been the watchman on the wall, and I was in a different venue even before you and I met and started working together, going back, you know, in your case, almost 50 years on radio, being the watchman on the wall. And God has put us here, and I want to remind the listeners, Pastor Ernie has never taken any money for this radio ministry. Night after night, he's on the radio. He's there teaching, preaching, warning you, showing you the dangers, showing you the deceit, the crookedness, the lies, pointing them out. And he's been at it an awfully long time. He's not getting rich. He hasn't gotten himself airplanes or extra houses or bonuses. No one that's worked in this ministry has ever taken a dime. We've all donated our own time, our own talents, our own treasures. Besides all the other work in the ministry we do, we're doing it for the Lord. And we ask you to help support us. Your donations pay the bills. That way we are free to teach and preach and warn, and don't have to worry about having our knees cut out from under us, having sponsors run away scared. And you see that all over how they're right now attacking Elon Musk. Elon Musk, as rich as he is, he's being hammered. The entire media, the lamestream media, it's not lamestream, it's the crooked stream media, they're ignoring what's going on at Twitter, all the truth that's being told, and basically, they're just crickets. They can't argue. They can't put up any facts because they know it'll show their own corruption if they do any reporting. So what are they going to do? Totally ignore. Half the people in this country have no idea what's going on, this great battle that's raging, this revolution that's taking place, and a great deal of the American people are totally ignorant. And what a shame it is. And we do what we can to correct that. Right, Pastor?
Absolutely. And, you know, MoveOn.org was totally, they were just mystified. They could not figure out why we didn't have sponsors.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were calling the station trying to find out, you know, who, is there any other companies, any of the sponsors to sponsor what's right, what's left? And they were just beside themselves because they couldn't come after our sponsors.
Yeah. Nobody to go threaten. Nobody to say, we'll say bad things about your product, your company. We'll go after you. Yeah. No, there's nobody there. They can't touch you, the listener audience. That is the blessing of this ministry, is you are the backbone of the ministry. You guys out there, your donations, they can't stop it from happening. They can't shut you up. They can't stop you from donating. And
Joe, here's what I, here's why,
Buster's preaching.
Yeah, here's why I told you, you know, when I said that, when I made the point that I'm going to support Trump, and I'm going to continue to support Trump, because, look, Trump stuck his neck out. He stood there for us, okay? He wasn't perfect, you know. But in my lifetime, we've had two, and the two, and I mean good presidents, was Reagan and Trump. Trump did what he said. Trump was actually someone that produced more than he promised. And so I'm going to read this article here. But first I want to say, Vivian in New York pledges 120. Thank you, Vivian. Harold in Illinois pledges 150. Thank you, Harold. The Rowe family in Georgia pledges 500. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's why I refuse as a Christian leader to abandon Trump, by Jacob Ingalls. Okay. Much of the American church has fallen to the apostasy and anti-Christian wokeness and reckless abandon that forsakes the core tenets of our faith. Some churches have even welcomed hypersexualized drag performances into their places of worship, while others have placed racial makeup ahead of pure and genuine faith. When it comes to the other woke causes, many of our leaders have bent the knee to corporatism and other promised worldly possessions, which are in direct violation of the scriptures. The apostasy has been incredibly difficult for me to witness as a pastor who strives to communicate to my church the importance of staying at the course and being faithful to the Word of God. Billy Graham said it best when he said that if America were to get back on its feet, the people of God must first get down on their knees. In his first term, President Donald J. Trump invited leaders of the American church into the White House, giving them unfettered access, unlike any head of state before. He was and is a champion of conservative Christian values, having appointed the Supreme Court justices that overturned the criminal action that has murdered tens of millions of unborn American children, known as Roe v. Wade. Yeah, that actual number there is over 120 million. This means that we have an incredibly important decision to make when it comes to the future of the United States. Christian leaders have the responsibility to lead as the salt and light of the American. America is a country founded on Christian principles. Allegiance to the Almighty is found in the country's founding documents. The United States Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Like anyone else, I'm a sinner and desperate in need of God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness each day. However, it is my duty as a pastor to urge my fellow pastors to stand up and speak and lead the nation back to the principles, Christian principles that made America great in the first place. That is why I launched a Pastors for Trump nationwide coalition to show the 45th to 47th President of the United States that we are ready for his return to the Oval Office in 2024. The article in Gateway Pundit by Jacob Ingalls, a contributor to the site, was shared by President Trump, which drew the ire of left-wing bloggers and apostates alike. And so here, folks, I got to tell you, I'm one of those pastors for Trumps. And I know, Joe, you are. And it's just an amazing thing. Well, let me ask you this. You know, when he talks about these woke pastors, these people that are not.
They're not pastors.
Yeah, I want you to think about this, Joe.
Firelines.
I think about this. When eventually it's going to come out that these pokes, these so-called vaccines, you know, are exactly what we've been telling people. I mean, more and more every day people realize, and think about the guilt that these pastors that used their mega churches as points where you could come in and people would come in, and they actually got money from the government for doing that, and receive the poisonous poke. In other words, to bring the sheep to the slaughter. These pastors of these mega churches that invited the government to come in and slaughter the sheep with their poisonous pokes, folks.
They're not pastors. They're hirelings, and I don't think they're going to be that shamed, because if they were shamed, they wouldn't be teaching and preaching the way they do, this prosperity gospel and all the other garbage that rolls out of some of these pulpits. So I don't think so. If Satan is your God, if you are the synagogue of Satan, you put yourself in that position, and if you felt guilt, you wouldn't be there. You'd be repenting, turning, and changing. So I have to disagree with you. I think they're just going to continue as they are. They've been preaching falsely for years. They see no reason to stop yet, and until something really stops them, I think they'll continue.
Symbolism over substance, man.
Money over everything else. Love of money and power. Well, look what we have. We have Adam Schiff out this weekend. We haven't had a chance to talk about this. He went on CNN, and he was basically issuing threats. He was telling the rest of the social media companies out there that, hey, you better not, start just having free speech out there. That basically he said your failure to moderate content and the explosion of hate on Twitter, the banning of the journalism, this is, you don't dare. And he is mad that Elon Musk is moving to restore free speech, and he's warning these other companies like Facebook and Google, everybody else, not to go along with what's happening. And he mentioned that, hey, we've got this little thing about the, all of a sudden my brain's not working. They've got the thing where they're protected from lawsuits by the government, and that how you could lose that immunity from responsibility, that the Democrats are still have enough power that they could do that. And so he's telling them keep policing free speech, or the federal government could come and come against you instead of assisting you. So when he can come out and be that open and threatening, and even law professor Jonathan Turley was out, these people are open about what's been going on and demanding that the rest of these organizations keep doing what they've been doing.
Well, we've got a few more days, and on January 6th, the Bronson Brothers goes to court.
Yeah.
On January 3rd, we have a new Congress. And I think, when I watched that so-called January 6th committee, everybody on that committee belongs in those filthy, dirty jails there in D.C.
that they've been keeping the prisoners.
Where the real patriots, the real Americans are.
Yeah.
And I've got one thing to say to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, keep your hands off little boys. That's all I've got to say to Adam Schiff.
He tells so many lies. We've got law professors, Jonathan Turley. We've got everybody that's anybody saying, hey, so far the January 6th committee has offered no proof of insurrection, no proof that Donald Trump was trying
They've offered every bit as much proof as they have with the Russia gate. Remember, all the evidence was there.
January 6th, every time, we got new information coming on the next, televised, dog and pony show. We're going to more evidence. We've got more evidence. Oh, they haven't produced any the entire time they've been out there on television.
So. Yeah, but don't forget now, NBC, ABC, CBS, remember, you got, what's it, Rachel Medcow, and all of them out there telling you it's sealed, signed, and delivered. It's a dead case. It's done. You know.
Oh yeah.
Not a
guilty,
you know.
Guilty.
Lying.
Well, we know the whole trial was unconstitutional. Whenever has there been another trial in America where you couldn't question the witness, where you couldn't offer other witness testimony for the defense? This is the first time in my entire life I have seen a one-sided trial in America.
You had absolutely. This is exactly
so
what communism does. Exactly what
communism does.
This is what Joseph Stalin did. This is exactly. But and let me tell you who was the first. That's what happened to our Lord Jesus. That's exactly what happened. You had no defense, only a prosecution. And you talk about corrupt. The Democratic Communist Party is completely and totally corrupt. There is nothing, not anything at all, no redeemable merit at all. The party is completely and totally gone from top to bottom. I got to say this. I want to say thank you, Kathy in Cleveland. No, Bernice in New York pledges 120. Carla in Texas, 500 or 200. Carla in Texas, 200. Okay. Thank you. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
And his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there. His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why did he die?
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All righty, we are back, and you know, Joe, do you remember when we went down to Notre Dame there in Indiana?
I sure do.
And when they were bringing Obama in to that Catholic, I guess you would call it a university, where Obama demanded all the crosses be covered. He didn't want to look upon a cross.
And they obeyed him.
Well, there was a guy with us, a Catholic priest named Frank Pavone.
Yep.
And he
was
the head.
He and I were cellmates together. We were sitting chained in the same seat together on the bus to the jail.
Yeah, well, guess what? The Pope, that communist Pope, had him defrocked, had him taken out. Well, you know what? Guess what? He is a real Catholic priest, okay? Frank Pavone. That Pope is a communist to the bone. What do you think?
I agree wholeheartedly. They have been persecuting that man. They have hated that man. They have done everything they could to get rid of him because he keeps standing up for life. Because, you know, Jesus came to what? Bring you life and bring it more abundantly. He is one of the most godly men I've ever met. He believes everything he preaches. His entire life was devoted pretty much to saving babies. And the hierarchy of the Catholic Church hates and has hated him with a passion. And they finally found a legalistic way to get rid of him.
Well, I can tell you this. By actual Catholics, he is highly respected, and actually he's loved by the vast majority of actual Catholics in the country.
Yes, by real people, especially those out in the Right to Life movement. So many people he has worked and helped them, been at different parades and different... I mean, he's been all over the country shaking hands with more people than most people have ever thought of meeting. I could see this coming. They just had to shut him up. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't go away. But, he's a martyr now. I mean, he'll lose his retirement, his money, his health care, everything. And he did it gladly because of the Lord.
Well, I wouldn't worry about him losing too much because of his popularity. And now because of this that has happened, he would be even getting more opportunities, more invitations to come and speak at real Catholic churches. You know, the real Catholic Church will support him, right?
Uh-huh.
If the real Catholic, if they don't understand that the Pope's a communist, well, then I don't know. They're not real Catholics, are they?
Well, they sure aren't Christians if they can't understand it.
Okay, there you go. Republicans approve spending bill with massive FBI funding boost despite all the Twitter files. In other words, they're saying, hey, so what? The FBI is completely corrupt, so let's fund it, right?
Yeah, let's not only just fund them, let's give them more money. They're giving, in that omnibus bill, they're giving more money than was requested to the military for wokeism and woke training and social justice. They were giving more money to the FBI, and you've got people like Jonathan Turley, the congressional scholar, Fox News contributor, saying that they cannot be allowed to get away with the censorship alliance that they formed with Twitter, that these people have to be brought to trial and brought to account. And what they've done cannot be let go. It'll destroy America if they aren't stopped, if they aren't, in a way, punished, then this nation is damaged. Basically, he's saying we're permanently damaged and will not recover.
We won't. Okay, Vicky in Georgia pledges 200. B&B in Cleveland pledges 200. Folks, we're running out of time. We are running out of time. We have got 11 minutes. 11 minutes left. The numbers, we really got to hear from you, and I think, I'm not quite sure, but I think we're still about pretty close to what, about 1,500 or 1,600 short of our goal. It's 888-677-9673. 888. All I need is three people to pledge 500 or two people to pledge 1,000, and we'll have made our goal tonight. But
I'd like to see 100 people pledging 20 or, 40. And many hands make the load lighter. For many, many years, we had a lot more people pledging small amounts, but unfortunately, as Pastor Ernie and I got older, a lot of our listeners went on to be with the good Lord, and we need some people to stand up and take their place.
Absolutely. All right, let me see. Where are we at? I think, okay, very good. Okay, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Okay, here, you know, President Trump, they just keep going after. I'm going to tell you, you know, the thing of it is you know, you can tell the people that hate Trump are the people that hate us.
Yeah.
They hate us, okay? And we don't hate them, okay? We understand these people, they're on a fast path to the lake of fire. You know, we don't want to see them go to hell, okay?
And we also don't want to see them destroy this country, and we are not about to sit back and let them do it without a fight.
Right. Well, you know, you actually have people out there saying, well, Pastor Oney, you sound like you just don't love him when you talk about how bad sodomy is. Listen, don't you understand what God's Word, the Bible, says? That those people will not have their place in the... They will have their place in the lake of fire. They will have their place in the lake of fire. And so, you know, we're trying to explain that to you. And this is what we're telling you. If they're out there listening... If they can hear us, if they can understand us, then they have time to repent. But, you know, it's appointed to all men once to die, and then once they're dead,
then
it's too late.
The judgment.
There ain't no coming back, is there?
And we're trying to prevent others from following their wicked leads and wicked ways and joining in. And actually, if you go supporting them, if you're supporting something God calls an abomination, do you think God's going to be happy with you if you are supporting that kind of evil? And sin?
You know, that court, that so-called Supreme Court, they allowed the House Deathocrats. They allowed these lesser people. There's not one Democrat in that House. Not one. Not one Democrat in that House that I would eat lunch with. There's not one.
That you would just fellowship with, right?
Right. There's not one.
Fellowship with.
I would, if I ran into any of them, the only thing I would do is tell them to repent. I would say, you need to repent or you're going to burn in hell, okay? But anyhow, that Supreme Court allowed the legitimate president of this United States, Donald Trump's tax returns to be turned over and allow those completely and totally corrupt Democrats to take them now, and they're going to try to do whatever they can to try to hurt that man and his family more.
Exactly. And they won't explain why certain things were done, how they were done. You know, they will try and twist and turn it to make, you know, look bad, even if it isn't. And that's the way they've always done. Well, Pastor, I've got one story I want to get in real quick. In the state of Washington, State Department of Health, they have a curriculum. And they are instructing teachers to focus on emotions over rational thinking. This is according to their lesson plans. I looked at the lesson plans. They've got the Washington State Department of Health has a five-part curriculum, and it goes on, and it's about paying attention to your emotions. For too long, science has caused rational thinking to be prioritized in this country. Can you imagine that? Rational thinking, we have too much of it. We must learn to pay attention to our emotions and to the emotions of other people. It just goes on. This failure to acknowledge emotions reflects arrogance. Ignoring emotions can weaken important relationships for getting things done, according to the climate change curriculum. The world has gone totally nuts. There was a big headline the other day. It was CBS News Tuesday. One of their media outlets they were complaining that there was severe turbulence on a flight to Hawaii, and they were screaming it's because of climate change. They're flying on a jet aircraft into a storm. They're having a storm. There's snowstorms up in the mountains in Honolulu, the Big Island, or whatever it is. They're having a big bad weather pattern out there. Their airplane flies through with you know, heavy lowering of the jet stream, and they're calling this global warming. Well, I hate to tell them, I'm an airline transport pilot. I have a commercial license. And turbulence goes with flying. Anywhere in the world, different levels, different altitudes, you can find turbulence. It is not global warming. It is a phenomenon known to every commercial pilot in the world. You're trained how to spot it. Well, there's a long story about it. But these people, just they grasp at anything and everything to scare you, to get you to quit thinking rationally, intelligently. God is rational, people. God is the most logical, rational creature in the universe. He doesn't want us thinking emotionally. He wants us thinking from the heart. He is knowledge. He is reason. He is logic. His world is perfect. We're the ones that mess it up and destroy it.
All right, Joe, you know what? Here, do you remember what it was that collapsed the government of Rome, the Roman government?
Oh, it was a bunch of things. It was
sodomy,
sexual.
Joe.
Sodomy was the big thing.
It was sodomy. The Roman Senate had gone sodomite.
Mm-hmm.
Iceland government collapses over a huge pedophile cover-up. Now, let me tell you something. The Democratic Party in this country here is seething.
On the same path.
It's seething with pedophilia. Now, the Iceland government has collapsed following a huge pedophile cover-up by involving senior ministers and Prime Minister
the name is unpronounceable.
Bjarni Benedict Denigitz, well, anyway, Benedictson, I guess. The Bright Future of the Party announced this week that they will be ending their coalition with the Independent Party, a move that collapses the government in Iceland. Grapevine report is that, excuse me, two brief sentence statements which the party posted on their official Facebook page, they explain the Bright Future leadership has decided to end cooperation with the government of Prime Minister, that name. The reason for the split is a serious breach of trust within the government. By this, they are referring to the news which broke earlier this evening that Bjarni's father had provided a recommendation letter of restored honor for, oh boy, here's a worse one, Hajati Sigur John Hawkson, a man convicted of having raped his stepdaughter almost daily for 12 years. Bjarni, despite having been informed of this by the Minister of Justice last July, kept the matter to himself until a preliminary investigation committee, a parliamentary committee, compelled the ministry to release this information to the press. The coalition is barely 9 months old and was only formed after over 2 months of attempted and failed negotiation. I'm going to leave it off there. Unbelievable. And that's exactly where the Democratic Party is. They're seething. And I'm looking here, and I can see in this picture of these, you can see some what appears to be transgenders in there. All right, folks, we are running out of time. Albert Thrower, a fellow who'd been on this program, one of our guests, from Michigan, pledges 200. We are running out of time. Now, we will be here, Lord's willing, until midnight, until 12 o'clock. We really need to hear from you. Okay, 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to fight with everything we have. To keep, you know, we're looking for the Lord's soon return. Until then, we're going to do everything we can. It's all these years we've been battling the woke. We've been battling the New World Order, and we're going to continue to battle because there ain't no quitting in this ministry.
We've got to be able to have a station pay for itself. We cannot just have a station that can't keep up. We're a nonprofit organization. We're not here to make money. Every station has to pull their own weight. We've got some stations that are polling others, and that's one of the big problems we have, is that several of the stations, just the listeners are not donating, and those are the stations that are going to be cut if we can't maintain our budget.
Joe, here's what I'm going to do. Right now, I'm going to pledge, doers of the word church, I'm not going to let, we can't let this happen. I'm going to pledge $1,000, another $1,000. I pledged $1,000 last night. And I'm looking right now, between now and midnight, I want someone to match it, folks, out there. Will you match that $1,000? Will you do that? Okay. And, Joe, it's time. It's that time again. We have about 4 minutes. Okay, no, we don't. We have 3 minutes.
And so, 3 minutes.
All right, so, folks, bottom line, here we go. We're coming to the most important part. We told you earlier when we said we don't hate the opposition. You know, if you hate them, then let them go. Let them continue. Cheer them on in their sin, on their fast track to hell. But if you love people, tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Let it always be said that we always told you the truth. We never told you what you wanted to hear. We told you what you needed to hear. And let it be said that in 50 years on the radio, we never compromised. No, not one time. No, not one time did we ever stand down. And so, bottom line is this. It's not real hard. God's Word, the Bible, is the most authoritative. The most authoritative authority in existence today, the Word of God. It's the only thing in existence that can never, ever go out of existence. Heaven and earth will pass, but God's word will never, ever pass away. And here's what God's word, the Bible says, without stuttering at all. It says that Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, took your place and my place upon that cross. He didn't have to do that because God demanded a perfect and sinless sacrifice. Christ was the only one that could fill the bill. It was him or nothing, okay? And he did it. Now, he died a horrific death. He suffered like no man has ever suffered. And he did it for us, for you and me. He didn't have to do that, but he did. And now here's what he's telling us. Because of what he did that, he defeated death and hell. And folks, listen to me, because there's only one complete, total source of truth, and that's the Word of God. And so he tells you this, what you have to do. First of all, you have to pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Number two, you need to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, totally and completely. If you'll do that, you will become a new creature. God will honor that. You will become a born-again heir of the kingdom, and indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you will be on your way to eternal life. Now, you've got God's word on that. God's word on that, okay? And so there's nothing more sure than God's word. So, Joe, we're coming up to the end. We're going to be here for another, until 12 o'clock. Give us a call. We need to hear from you. How much time? Oh, well, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.